President Mnangagwa's trip to the UK for the UN summit additionally serves as the only one by a Zimbabwean state leader in 25 years as a result of a diplomatic tiff that arose during the chaotic land reform program of the early 2000s, New Zimbabwe noted on Thursday. Zimbabwe's government agreed in July 2020 to pay $3.5 billion to white farmers displaced by the country's land redistribution campaign since the initiative launched in about 2000. The pledge served as a largely symbolic gesture because Zimbabwe, a deeply impoverished nation in part due to its decades-long land redistribution program, did not have the promised funds. Starting in 2000, thousands of white Zimbabwean farmers were forced off their land by violent state-backed mobs or evicted in dubious legal judgments, supposedly to help black people marginalized under British colonial rule. Agence France-Presse, AFP, reported in 2018. The farms, however, were often allocated to then-President Robert Mugabe's allies, with no knowledge of farming, and fell into ruin, leaving tens of thousands of rural laborers out of work and sending the economy into a tailspin as food production crashed.